I have got my logic. I am very happy to hear this thing, the song of the birds. And which I feel that I feel peace much more and pure in the company of the birds and the beasts than the human society. And that was his part of his life. Then I heard that he went to Vrindavan. He came to me for asking for sannyas. But I told, considering his family condition, I told that try for some time for the life of renunciation, then you should take sannyas. But that did not satisfy him. Then he went to Vrindavan and tried to find a place for him for special study. And in Jiv Goswami's place, that Radha Damodar, a big compound, there he with the permission constructed a room and began the study of Bhagavatam, the translation, all these things, and took sannyas from Kesava Maharaj in this way. And he was familiar with so many businessmen, business of Delhi, etc. Anyhow, he managed to live there alone, and also could collect funds for the publication of Gita and Bhagavatam, all this alone, singular. He did that. Then I suddenly heard that he has made arrangement with some capitalist and going to the West for preaching. And Paras came here and saw me once that I am going. I have already asked the books to be sent to some port on the Western India, and he went via Calcutta, Madras, Paras from Calcutta. He took the ship going to America. And then you know from him that he halted for a day or two in Sri Lanka, and then going on the Western coast to delivery of the books, and started. And it is written in his letters that he took a great risk and inspiration and the Namatmani Vedanta to draw the higher authority to our level, our property. Is only to improve this Dhanyamatmani Vedanta Saranagati, Saranagati. I wonderfully I found that in his letter, how he emptied himself and fervently praying to Krishna to help him for this wonderful campaign. no, grandparents, and how empty-handed he landed there, and gradually his glorious, successful life and the propagation of the love divine of Mahaprabhu, Vaishnava, throughout the world. That is wonderful deed. Supernatural, more supernatural than humanity. Then also he several times visited me. I was told that he left in 65, and I don't remember what year he first came with Achyutananda, and perhaps 78 or so. 68 perhaps, so. First, and then many a time he visited this spot, and Achyutananda lived with me 9 months. I sent him to Calcutta, requesting Madan Maharaj to give accommodation, and then there he met many gentlemen and started this present. Chaitanya Chantu by Mott. I went several times there from the beginning of the month. And after his departure also I visited once or twice. My lecture was, I used to come here with happy heart. Today I have come with a heavy heart. Then all this, I was considered to be a friend of that institution. And gradually, different scale, because I could not give up my independent consideration about Mahaprabhu's instruction, his preachings. I had got my own. And gradually this difference grew. At present they also tried to get help from me, and I also did not like that I should interfere with them. But dissatisfied members who came to me according to my own religious conscience, I used to advise them first in the line of wait and see. Then the next stage, I advised them all the aggrieved party meet together and ask them about your grievance to modify to be developed. They also came several times. I recommended don't do so harshly, but mildly, compromisingly, affectionately. Otherwise the people at large will lose faith in you. The appointed acharya and the members so easily punished, then that will be a loss of faith in you, in general. So I accepted partially. But then they thought that Goswami Maharaj advised them to take the decision of the committee as absolute. I could not accept that. I thought that when they came that I should support the decision of the committee. I told plainly that I am not under your committee. No, we don't think like that. Then I told that to see really I am not one your committee and not even I am wholly one with Swami Maharaj. I have got my special consideration and conception about it. They wanted to know how. I told that my object, if you do, though it is very difficult and vague still, I have got my aim towards Madhur Rasa, as Guru Maharaj also gave me that hint, and in my writings also during his presence, all aiming as I, Ramananda, and the Guru Parampara and the mantra which he gets from the Guru, then leading towards Madhura Rasa. It is clear. But at the same time, it is not very cheap. It is very, very high. But still, that is the aim. I have written it clearly in my own Sanskrit poetry devoted to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And that was very much appreciated by Guru Maharaj. All my articles led to that the very acme of our attainment is Radha Rasa, the differentiation of the rasas of the service of Krishna. That is leading to that. And Swami Maharaj, what he gave you all, that is general devotion, not so much about the above realization. And this is a difference grew. And I asked, those came to me, then you consult together and form a party and go on in your own way. Charuswami and others who used to come, they tolerated that so much in theory. But when practically it was done, you form another party who are not satisfied with the present ISKCON government, independently to reach your goal. And I may help you with my understanding, my experience. I may help. I can't tolerate much a big concern. I am not constitutionally unfit to mix myself with a big affairs. So I may stand aloof, but you may combine and go on your work as you can conceive. And with my experience, I shall try to help you in this way. Things have come to this present position. Our friend, this Goswami Maharaj, who had some appreciation of my talk, this about Mahaprabhu and this spiritual things. Charu Maharaj came with some news to the West concerning me, but when he returned he told that Dhri Krishna Maharaj, he has already been there. He has collected some tapes of this con during Swami Maharaj's appearance. He's collected and what he, so many gentlemen used to come to me and they asked so many questions and I used to answer them as I know. And they are taped, and these things were pushed there somewhat independently by our Dhri Krishna Prabhu. I got the information from Charu Sam. And perhaps he and Bhavananda Maharaj and another gentleman went to deal with Hamsadut Maharaj. Hamsadut Maharaj to bring him in the peaceful connection with this con. At that time, he returned and told this. A little before, that Pradyumna Prabhu, he came to me with 18 points of difference with this con. And I sent it to Tamal Krishna Maharaj. But he told that he is very busy in the present propaganda. When he will come to Abadip during Dol Purnima Utsav, birthday Utsav Mahaprabhu, he would meet me. But he came and went, I did not meet, did not care to meet me. Then those dejected, they were indifferent to his calm and went, I. At that time also then he came and I asked him to wait and see and you can combine yourself and put a petition to the body, and if they do not care in any way, then you can form a committee of your own and according to your conscience you can go on with instruction you could understand from your Guru Maharaj. You should not leave the mission altogether and go to back to your private life, but remain in your spiritual life and try to continue this propaganda and of sane conception. You persons of sane, similar conception, you meet together and form a party and go on with it. And that was my. And now this has happened. Hare Krishna Gaurav. Hare Krishna. Once, while in America, Swami Maharaj was very much. Sick and apprehending that he would have to go away. He wrote a letter to me that I feel that I won't live long. What do you want? Should I go to India back and die there, or here I shall live and go on with my work up to my death. I, of course, told him, though unpleasant, I consider by your activity, success of your activity there, that land has been attached to you by Guru Maharaj for your field of action. So, as Mahaprabhu told, that Prabhu Datta Desh Rup Sanatan, to Rup Sanatan he has particularly given the field of Vrindavan. So I think you have given that land for your propaganda. And you've gone, things they are up to your last breath. At the same time, my request, after your departure, your samadhi will be in India. Its arrangement should be like that. It will be taken here and there, samadhi. Anyhow, that's unpleasant circumstance. Passed by the divine will of God, hopefully. And he got sufficient time to preach there more. And at last he came here and left this globe for in Vrindavan, desire this. But he is this the departure circumstance also was very happy. I heard from Krishna Babaji and the Charuswami, who told that he attended his last bed. He was taking the name. He absolved himself from any offense what he thought he might have committed against the God brothers, or his remarks against them for the necessity of the preaching activity. And I might have abused my God brothers. I beg forgiveness for that. This is the Indam humility. And while taking the name of Krishna, I heard from Charuswami that he was taking silently the name of Krishna, lying on his back. Then the very last moment, Hari, Hari, Krishna, in this way, two hands went up and the hands fell, finished, departed. Happy death, happy departure. Hari Krishna. Gaurhaya, Vanshara, Padam, Paschivashant, Pridana, Krishna. And he requested, last time when he came here in this mosque, 2 hours at noon he took rest in that room, on the roof. After coming, he told me, it's a very good room. That I thought at that time, one who has got the experience of so many big, high buildings of New York, London, etc. And this small room, he is relishing so much. It is wonderful. That came to my mind. What is this? This is from the another standpoint. And at that time, the two-thirds of the roof of this Natya Mandir was not finished. He saw this, so he asked in last time that if that is not finished, Nath Mandir of Siddharth Maharaj, you try to finish it. And also try to have construct a Natya Mandir in Jogo Beach, just Mahaprabhu's temple. There is no Natya Mandir lecture hall there. And the trust old holy places for restoration, he created a trust farm, I was told. Gold Hari Bol, Gold Hari Bol, Gold Hari Bol, Gold Hari Bol, Nidai Gold Hari Bol. We had extraordinary appreciation for Guru Maharaj Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati for his tendency and endeavor to preach the teachings of Mahaprabhu to the present civilized section. First time he met, he noted that and he expressed that after so long a time, the responsibility of preaching of the doctrine of Mahaprabhu has come to a proper place. And in the last position, in the last life also, he showed the same thing. He carried out the latter part of his work. He began, Bhaktivinoda Thakur conceived, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur began, and he has done with great success. The preaching of the doctrine of Mahaprabhu in the civilized Western world. The results of that you have come. So much so that I was conceived to be sent to the West, but I could not, but overflowing flow of the propaganda of Swami Maharaj has taken you all to me here. It was so intensely and sincerely he took up to finish the latter part, after part of the preaching duty of his Guru Maharaj, who had flowed and he came. And I am also given the chance, who was meant first, and in the last stage also he is being utilized in that inundation. The charming is our Guru Maharaj once told, when this Bhakti Vijay Bhavan was built by the management of Kunjababu Tirtha Maharaj later on, and near the gate of the mart, in some Vyas Puja address, Prabhupada remarked that my Sneha Vigraha, my favorite incarnate, he has given me a position on the gate of the mart. What is this? He began his life inside his old building was near Radha Kunda. This Govardhan considered the elevated land of Chaitanya Mahat as Govardhan, and had a little tank named Radha Kunda, and building his own simple building, two-storied. He used to stay here in his bhajan life, that I am sitting in near Radha Kunda Govardhan. But his new building was constructed just near the gate of Chaitanya Mahat, which a little touch of deploration, he told her, what is this? Why I am placed near the gate? It is the custom of the Ramanuja Sampradaya, their guru. The guru stambha, just far away and outside the gate, the guru stambha is built, and there from far off the sea have a look of their master. But Mahaprabhu has demolished all these things. He has given the servitors their place showed from Bhagavatam, that is on the lap, on the shoulder, on the breast, on the head. Krishna has been the supreme entity. He is so gracious that he has accepted his servitors on his lap, on his breast, on his head, on his shoulder. So thick is the affectionate connection. And how I am posted near the gate like Ramanuja Sampradaya, he deplored. This sort of treason as given by Mahaprabhu, that gives the place of the servitors very near, very closer, the closest to the entity of love. The servant may be so much affectionate, so much own, so much favorite. Sometimes he himself wants to serve his servant so much. And a permanent thing. Jesus showed before his crucifixion, he washed the feet of his followers. That the emblem that I take out all the filth, dirt that may be supposed to exist in your lowest part. I am clearing your whole self, cleansing. I am cleansing your whole self with all the nasty darts, including in you. So it is you. I am Guru. I am preparing you to be accepted by my Lord. I am cleansing you to the utmost. I think it is my duty to clear off the disciple from all his conceptions of meanest dust, meanest thing from him, to purify, to be acceptable by my Lord. The duty of Guru is the duty of a servant. Our Guru Maharaj, whenever we showed any honor to him, Dasushmi, that was his reply every time, Dasushmi. I am your servant. That was behind your servant. That was his voice cream. Always, that was the fashion. Whenever you heard anyone is lying prostrated before it, Dasushmi, I want to purify you to be acceptable to my Lord. That is my duty. This is. And the purification to the extreme, not only it ends there, but purification of such a degree that it can climb up to the realm of affection, so intense that one can climb the in Shokkarasa on the shoulder and the lap. Sukadeva Goswami, Nandakkima Karod Brahman Seva Mahudayam Yashodava Mahabhaga Jyastha Apujasyastha Namahari. What sort of peculiar, wonderful sadhana is there by which that Parabrahma, the highest entity, can be attained in such a most intimate position, intimately we can have. We can play with him, we can climb on his shoulder, many things. And Yashoda can whip. Nanda's shoe also he can bear on his head. So close connection, fusion. Mattu yadatatta samasta karma nivejitatma vichikir shidome tadamatattam pripaddamano umarpabhuya yachakalpati hoi. Enters into me. And what does it mean properly? Me means that I am Brahma and he enters and disappears. It is not that. Me and my family. My family, I have got my family, eternal family, and he is accepted to be service there. And so intimate, impossibly intimate service. So connect with that sort of highest prospect of our life. To so many, that is not a very easy thing. And to accept that expedition, that sort of expedition, to begin and to continue and to attain success. But that, it is not a very easy thing. It is the highest fortune one can expect to have, hope to have. So today in the day of departure of Swami Maharaj, we show our highest honor to him, who has fulfilled the high internal desire of our Guru Maharaj, common Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Mahaprabhu, and given both Mahaprabhu Lila, Guru Lila, Mahaprabhu Lila, and Krishna Lila in Vrindavan, Navadvi Vrindavan, Gaur Hari Gaur. And I go for you. Okay.
I just want to get a tape.
What is that?
That's Krishna Kinkar.
That has the Chidananda come? Chidananda Prabhu?
Yes, Chidananda He is physically weak.
Weak.
But Parthamitra Prabhu, he will go.
He'll go.
Yeah.
When?
Soon.
Taken something? Has he taken something here? Prasadam?
We are going to fast.
Fast
until the noon time.
Noon time. Bhogar pore prasad pane sir.
Hari Krishna Prabhupada. I am going to cover the old altar. Shiki Gilas.
Maharaj,
yes.
Once you gave this example of that the sisya is like a lotus and the guru is like water.
Yes.
And Krishna is like the sun.
Yes.
Where is that example from?
I do not know the origin. I heard it from one of my god brother, Vaikhanas Maharaj. Vaikhanas Maharaj, he was a scholar in the Orisha. I heard from him this so beautiful, but I forgot. Govinda Eke Vidyasa Kota Yajavar Maharaj Janin Kimase Slopti. For us not in Gaudiya Vaishnava literature, it may come from Ramanuja section or any other section of poetry. I have not seen it in any book, but I heard.